Learning Masech the Siyum Adaf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Gemara says, Amar Avasim Rabbi Yechanan Zor Shesidur Samarocha Chayiv. A Zor that goes and sets up the Marocha is Chayiv Misa. Ketzer Uwaisa, what should he do now? Parakah V'chayiz V'seidra, and the Gemara explains, Parakah Zor V'seidra Kayin. And the Zor has to undo the whole Marocha, the wood that he put up in the Mizbech, and the Kayin has to reset it up. Now the Dvar explains, which is the Chayiv Pashit, that the simple reading would sound like, if the Zor is Masand the Marocha, he's Chayiv Misa, so what should he do in order to be Pater from Misa? He should take it apart, and the Kayin will set it up. So the Dvar, it's not Pshat. The Lagabe the Chayiv Misa, he's Chayiv. He already did the Aveda. This is just Lagabe to Yimachsha the Marocha, that implied in the Chayiv Misa is also Psul Aveda. And the mele, you do this because of the psul aveda. But the chiyuv misa is going to be there even if you do this. As I state in Rabbeinu Eliyahu Musa in the Taisa Rosh, the Taisa Rosh declares maybe not. Maybe if you take it apart and you never makter on it, so mafrei was never called a marocha. So maybe that would pat in the chiyuv misa. Because a marocha is only if you take a makter on it. But the Rosh is not so mistaba. It's mistaba more like the Pirish Kama. Ketzer Rosh is not going on the chiyuv misa. It's going on the Hechshir of the Marocha. Now the Sfasema says, what if a Zor does Haktara? It's also Chayiv Misa. So should he take it off and the Kayin does the Haktara? So the Sfasema says, no. By the Marocha, there is a mitzvah to do Marocha. So you take it apart, and the Kayin will do this mitzvah of doing the Marocha. Mashenkin a Zor that brings Evarim, there's no mitzvah. Because the Evarim are Pasul, because the Zor went and will mark of them on the Mizbech, it becomes Pasul. So there's no Eitzah for the Kayin to put them back on. Hazarzak Bisvasem, it's the Chazanish, it's in Zochim Simon Yutes Islam and Aleph. He has a suffix. Vizor is Makhtar Evarim. Is that, he did an Isser, he's Chayiv Misa. But does that mean that the Akhtar is Akhtar Psula? I mean, Avada, you need a Kayin to be Makhtar it. But maybe once he's Makhtar it, it has a Chalei Shem Akhtar, it's just missing the Mitzvah's Kuna. But he says it's not that way. That would be a bit chiddush. But he says it's not that way. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis says that if Zor was makter on Shabbos, then he's chayiv chatas because of Shabbos. He thought he was a kain, he's really a Zor. He's chayiv chatas. So you see, even though it's aktar of a carbon tzibah, which is deicha Shabbos, but vice dais, it passes the whole aktar. Vice dais doesn't have a shem aktar. So memela, you don't have the din of a d'chi of a carbon tzibah. And he names on a vada, you'd say, we're going to discuss that soon. But that doesn't make it that it's had the haktaras, haktaram, mataras, and Shabbos. Haktaras only doicha Shabbos when you kaim the din haktar of a carbon tzibah. But he says, l'maisa geret, he named on, if a zar puts a varam on the mizbech and the fire didn't yet burn it, so then he could take it off because there's no haktara, and then the kain could be makter it. But if the fire burnt it, it was Moshel ben Ar, so then it was the Skayim Akhtara, and the Akhtara was with the Zor. So Mel, that's a Pasul. So as I state in the Gemara, in Yevamos, that says that there's a Chilul Shabbos. There's a very interesting Shakel Taya between the Chem de Shleimai and the Shal Shuvas Chem de Shleimai with the Nesivas. Ab Shleimai Pazin, the Chem de Shleimai with the Bank of Elisa, the Nesivas. The Chem de Shleimai was writing a letter to Nesivas about a Shal they were discussing. And in the letter, he also mentions the kash he had on that Gemara in Yevamos that we mentioned. The Gemara in Yevamos says that if someone is makter and turns out he's a zar, he's chayav v'chatas because he was over the issur of havara without the heter of the makter carbon tzibah because he's a zar. So the Chem de Shleimai asks the kasha, why don't you say it's makalkal? There's no gain, there's no productive from this haktara. See, by a shchita, let's say we have in the Gemara Mesachim that someone thought he was shechting carbon pesach, he was shechting another carbon. The Gemara says, "Eichayev echatas." The Gemara says, "Where's the tikkun? Where's the tikkun? Why isn't it mekalkel?" Teretz says there is a tikkun because it's not even menachai anymore, even though you can't eat it. Val gabonim, you took off the isur of even menachai, but the aktara, which is pasul, where's the tikkun? It's bechal no tikkun. If you burn something and all is destructive, then you shouldn't be chayev echatas. The klal of Malachi Shabbos, you need misakin, as they affect the Chem de Shleimai. Since Simach, the Ikashal is written in Simach Hafei Ais Tes, where he's writing to the Nesivas. You have the teres that the Nesivus answered a little bit earlier in Siman Tes Zayin Ayis Ches, that the Nesivus answered him three terutzim really. First of all, is the din of him Olo Yeridu. So the Maisa, after he brought it up, even though it's possible, Kol Absulim Im Olo Yeridu. So Memela, that's not called a kilkul. There's still some tikkun. There's some kiyum of the Akhtarim, but the Eved, once it's on the Mizbech, the din is you don't take it off. You leave it on the Mizbech. So Maisa says some kiyum of Akhtarim because of Olo Yeridu. Second of all, even if you're going to say that there's no din of Imol Yeridu when the Zohar is Makdir, but at least also you've been kaim a mitzvah say deraisa of burning kachim sulim. You've been kaim a mitzvah deraisa of burning kachim sulim, so that's a tikkun. And third of all, he says, Evarim, even if you're not going to kaim any din akhtara, but there's a din to have a fire on the Mizbech. If someone puts wood on the Mizbech, so that's a tikkun because there's supposed to be a fire on the Mizbech. And the wood is making a fire on the Mizbech. So here also, if the Zohar puts a varim on the Mizbech, even if he's not Mekayim the Din Akhtara, Baal Gabonim is fuel for the fire on the Mizbech, that's also a tikkun. So three terutzim for the Nesivus. Either because there's a bin the Evedik a Din Akhtara al Sadin of Mo'ola Yerdu. Second of all, there's a mitzvah say called Shreifas Kachim Sulim. Third of all, there's a mitzvah say of having Eish on the Mizbech, contributing to the Eish on the Mizbech. So the Chaim Deshleim there, in Siman Yitzayin Eis Tes, he says, our sugya is before not like your teretz. Not like teretz 1 and 3. Teretz 2 he didn't like. In Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shreifas Kashim Sulim, you're the one who made it possible. Before the Tzar put it on his back, it was kosher. A Kayim was supposed to put it on. If you made it possible, if the burning at Gufa made it possible, he doesn't think that's called a tikkun that in Mekayim, the mitzvah say of burning Kashim Sulim wasn't supposed to be possible to begin with. But about teretz 1 and 3, he says they're both nister from our sugya. You see here, that a Zohar puts wood on the Mizbech, and you don't say Mo'ol Yerdu. He has to take it down. Park a Zohar, V'Soyd Yerkayin. And the other Teretz that he said, at least it should be wood. You see, even wood, if a Zohar puts wood on the Mizbech, can take it down. So you see clearly that there's no din of Mo'ol Yerdu, that the din is Yerdu when a Zohar puts the Ivarim on the Mizbech, and that, even if you're putting the L'Shem Eitzim, also Vaita, the din is you take it off the Mizbech. So Vaita, it's Shrei the Kasha, there's no tikkun. By Mitzvah Chanan, in his Sefer Be'er Yitzchak, and Arachayim Simchav Beis, he says there is a din of Mo'ol Yerdu. He says there is, he brings a lot of rayas. We're not going to get into that, Machlekes, why there should or should not be a din of Mo'ol Yerdu. But if a Zohar does an Aveda, the din is Mo'ol Yerdu. This time in the Mitzvah Chanan. Aye, why does it say in the Gemara, Parakim V'chayzev V'saydra? Wouldn't that be a raya that when a Zohar puts something on the Mizbech, you have to take it down? So he says, no, for a few reasons. First of all, he says, this is not haktara. This is machshirei carbon. Kovi Mo'ol Yerdu is talking about a carbon. Any carbon that gets on the Mizbech, even if it's possible, you have a carbon that became tamei, that was nifsul b'yaitzei, then an epsul of pigul, epsul machshava, but the evid, it goes on the Mizbech, it's saying Mo'ol Yerdu. Who would then, if a Zohar puts a carbon on Mizbech, it's possible, Mo'ol Yerdu. But the wood is a different thing. Wood is just machshirei carbon. Maybe by wood you don't say Mo'ol Yerdu. But then he says another time, that here, there's no tain of Mo'ol Yerdu because here, there was no fire on it. He was Masada the Maracha before the fire. So Mamela, why shouldn't you take it down? You could put it back up. That's a little bit like what the Chazanish said. When Zohar puts a varim on the Mizbech and the fire didn't burn them, so there's no din not to take it down. Adrabi, you take it down and the Kayan will put it back up. That's not a Yerida. And Mo'ol Yerdu means leave it on the Mizbech. But if you could put it on the Mizbech, the Hechsher, so then why should you leave it on the Mizbech? Adrabba, take it off and put it back on the Mizbech. But something which is possible, once you take it off the Mizbech, so of course you can't take it off the Mizbech, not of course, but that's the din of a Mo'ol Yerdu, but the Evid, you'll have to keep it on the Mizbech, what's the other choice? You'll take it down, and then that's it, then you have to burn it to be Kachim Sulim. So like this, it could be on the Mizbech, it's Lach Mishal Mizbech. Now Shankin, if you have an Eitzah to take it off, and then put it off the Hechsher, Avada, that would work. So this wood didn't become puzzle. It wasn't Mashal Ben Ar. So Avada, you take it off, and then the Kayim puts it back on. Now, Shein Kain, when someone burns a varm in the Mizbech, and it's Mashal Ben Ar, so there's nothing to do with it. Once if you take it down, it will be called Absulim, that in Yerdu Layalu. So then there would be a din of Layerdu. So that's Kain like the Chazanish, that Avada is Absul, but there's din of Mol Layerdu. But if it wasn't Mashal Ben Ar, then it didn't become puzzle. That's Tainit Rabbisakal Chanan. So I was thinking of another teretz, you could say the reason here is, If it was only mitzad the wood, Yutaka maybe would leave it on the mizbeach. But there's a halacha, you need a maracha. The mizbeach needs a maracha. So mitzad that, you have to be parka in order to mekayim the din maracha, a kayin has to make the maracha. At least at this point, the Gemara thought a kayin has to make a maracha. And if a zar is said in a maracha, you don't have a maracha on the mizbeach. You need to take it down, push it to make a kayin make the maracha on the mizbeach. As a kemetainen. And shalz l'maskana, right, the Gemara started off, Zor shechayev sees bracha chayev ketsed ois the parka v'chayz of a seijah. But then observe in a kasha v'chayesh lach avodah shekshev b'layel l'psul l'bizar. Would there be an avodah shekshev b'layel l'psul l'bizar? And the Gemara says El Amra Yechanan El Akit Machiyim Amra Masim Yechanan Zor shesid shnegiz ve'etsim chayev. So the maracha is not chayev because here the Gemara says because his avodah shekshev b'layel l'psul l'bizar can't be possible bizar. Elamai means. Elamai means Shnei Gizri Eitzim. So it sounds like the Maskanis HaGemara here is that a Zohar could be Seidin HaMaracha. It was only the Havimah that says he can't. But the Maskanis, since Seidin HaMaracha is the Laila Huadin, it's Ksheri Bazar. But the Rambam doesn't pass the other way. The Rambam, in Ilchas Bi'ez Mikdash, Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, paskins that it's Pasul Bazar. That if a Zohar is Seidin HaMaracha, you have to take it down, the Kayin has to do it. So the Kasimishna asks the Kasha, what's the Pshat? It's not like the Maskanis HaGemara. Reb Zeri asked the Kasha that since it's Kasha Belaila, it has to be Kasha Bizar, and Reb Zeri's Kasha stood. We changed it to Shnei Gizri Eitzim. How could the Rambam Paskin like the Havman of the Gemara that it's possible Bizar? As I affect the Kasha Mishnah. After the Kasha Mishnah, Reb Zeri's Kasha wasn't on the Ike Heter of Zar. Avad that is no Heksha of Zar. It says, Bila Kain Eitzim Abayke Abayke. No, it's on the Chiyav Misa. It can't be an avodah that a zar is chayiv misa doesn't have that chashivas because it's ksheir belayla. But it's only on the chayiv misa. It brings Rashi Yosef that says, "Masko avzeiv chayish l'avodah sheyesh l'chayvodah psul b'zar l'schayiv misa." Rashi says it's chayiv misa. It's the banim Rashi on the Amud. So Mel, that's what the Rambam learned. There wasn't a shmuz if a zar could do the seidim rachanat avadi. Can't the whole shmuz is the chayiv misa. So the kudei alachas on the chavetz chayim. He brings an agamara, he writes it earlier on the Gemara Chavdal Naveh, so he brings an agamara there when the Gemara is discussing Chumah Sedeshin. But he says that Rav Zeri's Kasha would appear to be that since it's an Avodah Lailah V'Chal doesn't have a Psul Zar. Rashi was on the second Lashon. The second Lashon in the Gemara, we have in the bottom of the Amud, Masko Rav Zeri V'Chieshach Avodah Sheshach Avodah Psul Bizar. There, the second Lashon Rav Zeri is, the problem is it's Yesh Recha Avayda. Like the whole sugya before, it's not an Avayda Tama. Now, Avayda Tama is not a Tanai in the Psul Zar. Avayda Tama, Yesh Recha Avayda, you can have a Psul Zar even if it's Yesh Recha Avayda. Kabbalah has a Psul Zar even though it's Yesh Recha Avayda of Zrika. Kmitza has a Psul Zar even though it's Yesh Recha Avayda of Aknaris Kaimitz. All these things have a Psul Zar. The only thing you need for Yesh Recha Avayda that should be Enech HaAvayda is a Chiyav Misa. Because there, for a Chiyav Misa, you need Avayda Tama. But for the Psul Zar, you don't need that. So in the second Lashon, Rav Zeri only has the Kasha, it's Avayda Sheyesh HaAvayda, and that, Rav Ashi Bechon switched it to Shnei Gizri Eitzim. So there, the whole Shmuz is only a Chiyav Misa. But the first Lashon, we asked about Laila, that sounds like the Shmuz in the Etzim Heksher. He says, Rashi's Mashman that way. Because Rashi only says l'schayev misa sheishu chesed avayda sidshay yizim upsul bazar l'schayev misa in the second lashon. The first lashon and the rabba, when he says v'ayachumas adeshim, when the Gemara asks the kasha namzerim, it says the siv kahuna. It doesn't say that a kain's chayev misa. Actually, it's a machlokes of a zar chayev misa. The siv kahuna, there's a din kahuna. So Rashi's mashman, the Gemara was going on the ikad din kahuna. So the Be'al Lacha, so the Kut Lacha says because of that, not like the Kesha Mishnah. That the Rambam passed like Lishna Masra. The Lishna Kama, Reb Zeri's objection was that there shouldn't be a Psul Zar altogether. But that's the first Lashon. But the second Lashon, Reb Zeri was Yeshuch HaAvayda. The Yeshuch HaAvayda is clearly only objection for the Chiyuv Misa. So the Rambam passed like Lishna Masra. That's like the Likutei Halachos. Sounds good, but the Shtigl Shver, the Taisis Yeshana Meifin Arit, and also the Ritva, they both say clearly not like him. They both say clearly that even the first Lashon, the Kasha was in the Chiyuv Misa. The Taisis Shanim says, the Chieshach Avayda Ksheir Belayla Psulu Bazar, says, Mi Uzar Vade Muzar Ola, Avade Azar can't do it, Xiv Savis Iron, who are Ola. Ulel Nami Aminan Siddik Zirim Bay Kuna, Avlach Minim Psul Misa. So he learns that the first Lashon also was the only Legabit of Psul Misa, Mamish like the Kesha Mishnah,
A little shvei why the Likutei Halachos wasn't aiming on that. Now, this Gemara says that a zar shesid the shnei gezer eitzim chayev hel avaydus yoyim hi. That since it's an avaydus yoyim, so meila a zar is chayev misa. Hashem can see the meracha. The Gemara is mavur that that works by night or so. So there's a shayla la halacha if sid the shnei gezer eitzim needs yoyim or not. And it's brought down in the Peskim also. All the Peskim discuss Hilchis Karbanis, because the Rabbi is saying Karbanis. The Shulchan Aruch says that when you say the Parashas Karbanis, you have to say it B'yayim. Because since Karbanis had to be wrote B'yayim, so every morning you say the Parashas Atamid, you say the Parashas Akhtaris, you say the Parashas Karbanis, it has to be said by day. So the Magen Avraham says, that's the Tamid and the Akhtaris. But there's also the Parash of the Kiyar, the Kiddush Yadayim Verglayim, and the parish of the Truma Sedeshin, then those parishes you could say before Leis HaShachar or so. Because these avaydas could be done even before day. Truma Sedeshin we had before, it's done by night. And you do Kiddush Yadayim Verglayim for Truma Sedeshin, so that could be done earlier. So Rabbi Kivega asks on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, but in the parish of Truma Sedeshin also says, which is Shnei Gizri Eitzim. And Shnei Gizri Eitzim is an avaydas yayim, the Gemara says. So how could you say the parish of Chumas Sedeshin by night before Leis HaShachar, even though the Chumas Sedeshin could be done before Leis HaShachar, but you also have the Shnei Gizri Eitzim, and then has to be done after Leis HaShachar? As I affect Rabbi Kivega, and then Mrs. the Meiri says Klal in our sugya that if you did the Siddur Shnei Gizri Eitzim before Leis HaShachar, you have to do it again. But the Prima Gadim on the Magen Avraham, he wants to answer Rabbi Kivega's kasha because the Magen Avraham says you could say it by night. So he brings the Tvua Shar in the Sefer Bechor Shar in the middle of Brachas. He has a lot of Chedushim on Amir's Karbanis and Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, and he says he ate the Shnei Gezer Eitzim even by night. And why is that? Because the Lishna Basra. The Lishna Basra said that the problem with Shnei Gezer Eitzim wasn't that it's an Avedis Yayim. The problem with Shnei Gezer Eitzim is that it's an Avedis Tama. And the Gemara there, it's already on the next Amid, but the Gemara there is Mavur. When here the Gemara asks a kasha from the Mishnah, it's mashma dafka shchita needs day, but shnei gezer eitzim before shchita doesn't need day. There the Gemara brought a raya. When here the Gemara asks a kasha, v'alai t'anachi, there it says afananami tanino. That since it doesn't say this man said shnei gezer eitzim, v'aistay says kasha by night. And that's why it's an avay detama. Because that shaila that we had earlier, if siddur shnei gezer eitzim is called an avay detama, and the suffix was, is that an Aveda Tama? Or because you put a varim on it, that makes it a Aveda Tama. The Gemara here is Mavur, that depends. If Siddur Shnei Gezer Eitzim is by day, so mail it's not an Aveda Tama, because they vary Tama after you put on it. But if that's by night, and the vary Tama is by day, then it's called an Aveda Tama. That's a Rashi and Tosis both learned the Gemara, the Lishna Basra, coming up on Chavchesa Min Aleph. And even though it says babaker, so Taisa says that babaker means tame baker lebaker shalila, that it means make an earlier baker, and that's what the Udva says also. So in Shisat, Rabbi Kivega and the Meiri Neman that halalacha shnei gezer eitzim has to be done by day. The Prima Gadim brings it to a shar that halalacha it could be done by night because that's a lishna basra. Now the Rambam is very unclear. The Rambam is mashma, like Rabbi Kivega, it has to be done by day, but the same Rambam is also mashma that the Merach has to be done by day. This is the Lashon of the Rambam. It's in Hilchos Tamidim Musaf and Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Babaker Archim Eitzim Va'Eisim Reishim Zeich Merachah Gedel Shalish. He says Babaker. Shenemer Abiyalei Akain Eitzim Babaker. V'chein Mitzvah Lalas B'Shnei Gzorim Shal Eitzim B'Tam Shachah Yesh Leitzim Merachah. Shenemer Abiyalei Akain Eitzim. So he says two things. He says he makes a maracha. He puts eitzim. Bereshim is mech maracha gadela, and he brings the pasuk of bialei kain eitzim abeika abeika, which the Gemara says is by shnei gezer eitzim. And then he says the chay mitzvah lila shnei gezerim shel eitzim im tamish hashachar yesh leitzim maracha shenemer ubialei kain eitzim. So the Prima Gadim says in Rambam state you need dafka yayim, which is not like the Prima, not like the Magen Avraham Lachayr, not like the Tvur Shar that he brings, like Rabbi Kivega. But it's a little bit shver. Like Rabbi Kivega asked there, the Rambam says it by the Siddur Merachah Gedolah and by the Siddur Shnei Gezer Eitzim. If the Rambam means Dafka B'Yayim, so the Rambam is pretty clear that the Merachah Gedolah also has to be b'yayim. And there the Gemara says mefurish not the way. Reb Zeira's kasha was the chiyesh l'chdavish akasha b'layla u'pasul b'zar. Rabbi Kveika asks this kasha. It's brought on the gillion of the Rambam there. And if the Rambam's lav dafka, and when he says b'yayim he means before morning, so then I would think he means both of them akasha, because he puts them together. He puts them together at the same time. Kutei Halachas mentions all this earlier on Afkav Dalam Amaz in the Sharetzi and Eis Tzadi. He discusses this dilemma, the problem he has. He wants the paskin that the Siddish Negiz or Eitzim would need day, because you paskin Lechumra. And he brings the Rambam, and the Rambam's not clear. The Rambam is, the Prima Gan is Medayik and the Rambam need day, but then the Rambam would then be Mashma that the Marocha also needs day. So the Das Rambam is unclear. Well, the Maisa Samachalikas of Paiskim, if Siddish Negus or Eitzin needs day, it's kosher by night. And it could be an Afkamina if you say the Parashat Shumas Hadeshin, if you have to wait till it's day. Now, there is also a Shmuz if the Siddur Marocha needs Dafka night. Taisis here, the Ramaskal Ikeda Amri, says it's Dafka night. You're not Yetza, you have to make the Marocha specifically by night. The Bikvega is mitzayin the Tais and Naflam Gimel. Tais and Naflam Gimel is mavur that it's kosher by night, by day. It's just also kosher by night. That's what the Meiri says also. We had a similar shayla by Chumas Hadesh, and we mentioned this earlier in Nafchav, that Taisis was mashma, it's mashma here also, that Chumas Hadesh is dafka by night. You can't do it by day. Taisis there asked the Kasha, how come the Gemara and Megillah, the Mishnah Megillah says, Kol Laila Kasha Laktari Sevarim, why didn't it also say Chumas Hadeshin? Taisa says a Teretz. But if you're going to say that it's also Kasha by day, then it wouldn't be a Kasha Bechlal. Smashim and Taisa, and Smashim and Klarif and Taisa say also that Chumas Hadeshin, like Sidim Racha, is Dafka by night. But the Taisa's Naflam Gimel is Mavur that no, that both Sidim Racha and Chumas Hadeshin could be done by day, could be done by night, but in case they were late, you could do it by day. Now the Paiskim, if we're bringing in Arachayim Siman Aleph, the Paiskim that say to do the Karbanis B'yayim, because Karbanis are only Kasha B'yayim, the Magen Avraham says, Chumas Hadeshin, also you could say it by night. But he doesn't say you have to say it by night. It sounds like you also could say it by day. So it sounds like he eats Chumas Hadeshin by day also, not like Taisus here. And that's what the Sfasemis we mentioned in the Minchas Chinuch, on the Afchaf HaMebeis, they hold that Chumas Hadeshin could be done also by day. So here, you have the same shout, the Siddur Marocha. And the Siddur Marocha, the Gemara is pretty much mavur that it's done by night, and Taisus says it has to be done dafka by night, but Taisus Naflam Gimel says, no, you do it by night, but if in case you didn't do it by night, you yetzer the Marocha by day or so.